D-line did specifically last week.
Actually, I thought they played a pretty solid game. I really did. I thought the defense as a whole played pretty good.
How about Mo? Seemed like he was around the ball a little bit.
You know what? I think he finished with a bunch of tackles. I thought he was pretty active. He brought a lot of energy to the game.
Sir,
and
Mo don't have any sacks.
Really, not right now, because right now the way we're playing defense, we're playing as a team. We're getting hits, we're pressuring the quarterback. It happens like that. So really not at all.
Casey, Mo said yesterday you pointed out the 29th ranking against the run. What were you trying to do there?
Well, I'm just pointing out to where we stood. And one, I know we got a lot of prideful guys in that room, and I just wanted to know if that's an area we have to improve. You know, each week as a defense, we're talking about getting better every week, and that's an area that steadily needs to improve.
What do you think when you go up against a guy like Fournette? I mean, obviously they had a lot of total rushing yards, but he's got to get down. So just specifically, how do you guys think you did against him?
Well, yeah, and a lot of credit goes to him because he was a tremendous runner. I thought some of those gains should have been 2, and he was turning into 4 or 5. But overall, our standard has got to be high, and that's why we don't want that to slip. You know, it's not, you know, when you talk about rush defense, the D-line gets the blame sometimes. But when you say rush defense, we look at it as a whole. D-line, inside linebackers, outside linebackers, secondary support, and coaches as well. We got to coach it better. So that's an area we can improve.
Last couple of weeks, you've played better as a unit. Why do you think that is?
You know, we just each week and you come in, these guys are really buying in. They're seeing the mistakes they're making, and they're going out and trying to correct them.
What's the key, Casey, on third downs? You guys have really changed dramatically from the first 2 weeks to the last two.
Just wanted to play faster. The first couple of weeks, we were so slow on defense. We just wanted to play faster, be more aggressive, and get guys playing around.
Why do you think you guys were so slow the first couple of weeks?
For whatever reason, we just were. We couldn't put our hands on it, but we knew after the first couple of weeks, as you look at things, that was really glaring at us.
How do you play it faster? Did you simplify things, or what changed?
You know, we just looked at it. 1 week going into the game, we said we're going to just hone in on these things and try to get really good at them. And the guys are really buying in. Actually made some mistakes early on that we shouldn't have made. And really those guys are correcting those.
The guys thinking too much out there at times instead of just reacting?
You know, I wouldn't say that because it wasn't like we were having mental errors. We just wasn't playing fast, you know. So right now they're really buying in. Those guys are working pretty hard, and that's helping.
So it sounds like based on what you just said, you did kind of streamline the preparation a little bit.
Well, when we looked at it, I wouldn't say streamlined. It's just we tightened up and got better at what we were doing.
How pivotal, Casey, is it to stay in the rush lanes? You guys seem to talk about it all the time. It's just not having the middle of the field open up for a mobile quarterback. Where's the guy who's a step up that can throw?
Well, that's something, you know, the D-line coaches will always work with. You're trying to close the middle, as you say. You know, one, you got a 3 technique that think he has the guard beat, then he gets a little wide, then the A-gap gets pushed, and that becomes a problem. So right there, when we work with those guys, sometimes you try to twist it to take away. You try to collapse the pockets a lot of different ways. You try to take that away.
Where do you guys think you are at the, you know, quarter in at the quarter pole in that respect in terms of keeping your rush lanes?
You know what? I don't think it's a major problem, but it shows up sometimes. But sometimes it's got to look at the call, too. So sometimes when you leave those guys in 3-man rush, it's hard to take it away as well. So it's between the call and the execution. It's a fine line sometimes.
In what ways does Kaiser threaten you the most?
You know, this guy has a strong arm. The thing that we're really, really, he can make all the throws, and then kind of like we were just talking about, his ability to take off and make plays with his feet. He's making all the throws. Then he's running. He's getting out of a lot of trouble from time to time. And then he has talented runners behind him. So he's and, you know, one thing about you, and really my hat goes off to him. We see some young quarterbacks, but these guys are giving this guy the whole gamut. They're not streamlining anything for him. He is getting the whole playbook, and my hat's off to him because he's growing up fast.
Casey, how good has Claiborne been for you guys?
You know, he's been from the day one he walked in, he's done everything we asked. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I was just talking about him. He just kind of go out and works hard every day. And, you know, so far he's been a true pro, kind of what we thought we'd get him.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.